Hey guys, this is Josh. We are bringing Pastor's Q&A back, but now we're calling it Pastor's Talk because, or maybe we should just call it Pastor Talk because we're not able always to get everybody together as often as we would like for a conversation like this. And yet there's stuff, a lot of stuff that I would love the opportunity to talk with you a little bit about. And I thought I could begin with a short little series on how to be a good person. It's kind of a funny title. It's actually, I want to talk to you about something more specific than that. But if I said I was going to talk to you about how to be a good person, I wonder what are the kinds of things that come into your mind which you think I would want to talk to you about. Because I'm guessing that probably most of the things that come into your mind would have to do with how you relate to other people. Because that's kind of how we think about what it means to be a good person, and not so much about the way we relate to God, which is actually weird because He is God, the most important person. And so our relationship with Him and how we relate to Him is more important than any other relationship we have in our life. And yet, how are we supposed to relate to God? What are we supposed to do? What can we get right? What we can get wrong? This is a question, or I guess it's a bunch of questions, really, that I'm not sure, actually, that a whole lot of people are super, super interested in. If I were going to do a podcast or come up with a podcast topic that people would think is totally relevant or something they wanted to know more about, I'm guessing maybe I could talk about how to be efficient, because there are people that are definitely interested in productivity, like steps to being productive. Okay, this is what you need to do, 1, 2, 3. This is what you should do, what you shouldn't do. Or maybe I could talk about how to be a good parent. And we actually did that. We had a series on parenting. Or I guess if I weren't a pastor and this wasn't a church, if I were more like a fitness instructor, we could talk about how to be healthy. I think that's something people are certainly very interested in, and for good reasons. I know all of these things. But this question, how does God want us to relate to Him? How does God want us to worship Him? Is maybe one that people don't put a lot of effort into thinking much about. They don't feel a lot of motivation about. And you can understand, I guess, why unbelievers aren't interested in that. Though, historically, certainly many unbelievers have been interested. And so that's a little strange in Western countries like America or Europe, when people say this is not a question that concerns them, that's something that's shifted. And for that to be possible, for people to think this question doesn't matter, means, wow, the world changed. But, you know, whatever, when it comes to somebody who's an unbeliever, what they're interested in, what they're not interested in, doesn't have a lot of influence with us. Why are people who say they're Christians not super, super interested in thinking about the specifics of how they relate to God or how they worship God? That seems strange for them not to be interested in that. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's because deep down we sort of think anything goes, that as long as you show up on a Sunday, then you're good. And yet, of course, we know that's not true. There are lots of people going to church, reading their Bible, doing all kinds of stuff that looks religious, that we would say, hey, that's not honoring God at all. That's not how you should relate to Him. It's not that simple. We know, if we think about the Old Testament, clearly you couldn't just do whatever you wanted to do, because you did and you might die. There's like books of the Bible about that. And maybe, I don't know, we think because we're in the New Testament, suddenly with Jesus, God's not interested in how we worship Him anymore. But Well, a lot has changed, certainly when it comes to some of the specifics. The character of God doesn't change, and so how we worship God definitely must matter. Maybe we're not as interested in this question because God feels far away from us. And so questions like health or what should I eat, we like a lot of specifics about that because we can see this has an impact on my life. Feels very important being healthy right now, or questions about parenting or being productive. That's in our face every day. But how do we worship God? We don't see him. How do we relate to God? We don't see him right there in front of us. So maybe that doesn't seem like something that's such a significant issue. And yet that's just not true, because God is present. Yeah, we don't see him with our eyes, but he is present. God couldn't be closer than he is to us. And there's a relationship we have with him that is the most significant relationship in our entire life. So we definitely should be seriously, seriously interested in knowing how to please God. God says he's opposed to certain kinds of people. God says there are certain kinds of things people do that he hates. And if God's against you, or God's not for you, if God's not pleased at least with what you're doing, that's a big deal. Maybe another reason it doesn't seem as urgent to us or important to us, though, is because we have a funny idea about what a human is for. This is something that's really been striking to me lately. I've just been thinking about, what do I fundamentally think about what it means to be a human? Like, what picture comes into my mind when I think about what it means to be a human? Because I think for a long time, the picture that's come into my mind has been that of a worker. And so I think, what is a human for? A human is for working. And I don't think this necessarily because of the Bible and what it teaches, though I think we were made to work, definitely, don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, I think this idea comes more from our culture. Our culture teaches us that your value as a human is based on how much you can produce. And so in general, people don't really think about, or at least would say they don't think about, being a good person. Like, it feels weird to them even to say how to be a good person, because they're like, oh, everybody can be a good person in their own way. That's part of being a good person. You have to think everybody can be a good person in their own way. But if they do talk about virtues, you know, when it comes to being a good human, they're often going to be talking about stuff related to productivity. This guy is more valuable than this guy because of what he gets done. And so it's almost like we think of humans as being machines, either machines or animals. Animals in terms of morality, there's like an animal just does what an animal does. But machines when it comes to morality as well, like what's good or bad is whether you can make a lot of money or accomplish a lot for humanity or not. And so a human that is really good at doing a lot of stuff is going to be the best kind of human. I think that's probably how Elon Musk thinks, honestly. You know, I've done all this stuff. I'm a good human. And we can think like that. And it might look a little different than the unbelieving person, but maybe not that different at the core. Because sometimes I know even in my own life, I would go to bed thinking, man, I feel like a failure today because what did I do? And I compare myself to other people maybe and think they're much better humans than me because their output is so much greater than mine is. And of course, as we look at the way we think, there are things that are going to be true in there. There are things that are going to not be true. It gets all mixed up. And that's part of why sometimes it's hard to think clearly. But before we are workers, we are worshipers. So biblically, we are made to work. Genesis, even before the fall, man's working, but interestingly enough, a lot of the work we see him doing, if you really want to push into it, is work that's related to worship. So in Genesis 2, the words that Moses uses to describe what man's told to do in the garden are the very words he uses to describe later what a priest is supposed to do. And if you think about God's goal for humanity, the climax of Genesis 1 is Genesis 2, the beginning of Genesis 2, which is the Sabbath. And that's the day of all the 7 days where there's not a morning and there's not an evening, or at least he doesn't say that. there. It's out of rhythm. He said that every other time. He doesn't say that here. And so it's like the day that's supposed to go on and on and on and on and on and on and on without end. If we think about God's design for the world, it was supposed to be like an eternal Sabbath in which man is enjoying communion with God. And so we're made to be worshipers. And that means worship is something we should take seriously, more seriously than people take simply stuff like being efficient or effective or making money. When we go to bed and we're evaluating ourselves, it's good, I guess, to think about what did I accomplish or what did I not accomplish. But something's getting funny if we don't think about how did I worship God today? Or if we go to bed and we're like, I didn't do anything today. All I did was worship God. All you did is worship God. What? That's what a human is for. We are made to worship. And how can we think then about being a good person without thinking about how we worship, how we're supposed to worship, and what the Bible says about worship? This should be a subject as Christians that we're super, super interested in getting right, because we know that God created us to worship, and we mess that up as sinners. In fact, very next chapter after the fall is worship problems. Cain is not worshiping God the way that he should, and that ends up creating all kinds of other problems, like the murder of his brother, actually. And so at the root, the core of the problems we should be concerned about is this problem of worship. How do I actually worship God the way he wants me to? And not only because we were created to worship, but because God has acted in this world to rescue us from wrong worship and save us so that we could worship him in a way that honors him and is good for us. And so I guess in a few of the podcasts that come, I want us to just go back and think about what are the basics, what are the fundamentals when it comes to doing what we were created to do, to relate to God and worship him in a way that pleases him. Because really, when it comes to being a good person, a virtuous person, there's no more important relationship that we have in our life than the relationship that we have with God.